Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey guys.
It's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Welcome to the show, everyone.
Welcome.
It is Fri-yay. We're ahead of the nor'easter. Now it's turning into the North Pole here in the Northeast or the Southeast. I think it's supposed to snow in Texas.
It's supposed to snow everywhere. Texas, the Carolinas, Georgia, Nashville.
I hope we all die.
No, I don't want to die like that. But we're supposed to get 19 inches of snow. Like, where is that going?
In my ass,
like,
mama.
Like when
I
you
could flat, fit it.
Like in the city, where's all that snow going?
I hope it reaches my balcony, and then I can just throw Wiggles out there, and we can all like play in the clouds.
Yeah, I'm worried about like Rocky. Like, where's he gonna poop and go pee pees? Because it's supposed to be like freezing to where like you walk out and it like hits you, like a bag of dicks in your face, like really cold.
Ooh, that sounds nice. Well, lower your panties, ladies. Pour yourself a hot cup of tea, and get ready for the show. My leg hurts, Spooky.
I don't feel good.
You look cute. You're wearing a dead cat blanket.
I'm wearing my dead cat, and yeah, my ears hurt and my nose hurt. My ears and my nose hurt and my chest hurt. I think I'm congested.
Wait, did you go and get that coffee or they deliver it to you?
No, I got it today, but I usually deliver it.
So you left the house today already?
Yeah, so I bring the kids to school in the morning at like 7:30. And then I go to my store and I do like some videos for the Snooki Shop Instagram. And then I get my Starbucks and then I come home.
Do you get anything else? You just get your tea. Is it a drive-thru?
No, the one by my store, the Snooki Shop, they have a drive-thru, but it takes freaking forever. So I just order ahead at Florham Park. And by the way, the grocery stores, everyone's driving like it's the apocalypse. Like everyone is at the grocery stores buying their bread and their milk. I'm just like, no, thank you.
Bread and milk.
I already
and
did my now. Order. I did my Instacart order already.
Well, if you're not what we're talking about, we're supposed to get snow, 19 inches of snow all over the world, all through that.
Yeah.
And everyone's preparing. Everyone's so dramatic. It's like, first of all, I don't think it's going to be that bad. Every time I say it's bad, it never is.
No, I really think this one's going to be bad.
But nothing happens in this, like snow doesn't, it's bad to drive. Is that for earmuffs?
Yeah, aren't they cute?
She's got clip-on tortoiseshell things to put over her Apple earmuffs.
Santa brought me the Apple headphones.
I have those
too. Yeah, they're so nice. And I wanted like an animal print cover for them because they're black and they're just boring.
Yeah, that's exciting. I'm happy for you. With snowstorms, like nothing dramatic can happen if you don't leave the house. Like people aren't dying in the snow. You just can't like drive. So that's the thing. So it's like you know how there's tornadoes and there's
no. The news is saying people are gonna die
from what though? Getting buried by the snow.
Well, no, the power's going to be out, so people are going to freeze to death.
Why is power going to go out? Because it's too cold for the
yeah, like the trees. The trees are supposed to like explode because it's so
cold. Oh, okay. I didn't know about all this.
They're saying the trees are going to explode, and then people are going to lose power. You're going to be out of power for days, and it's going to be freezing out. I would just prepare. I ended up buying heaters on Amazon. They're delivering today. They're battery operated. Because if you do lose power, it's going to be freezing. You need heaters, but you can't plug it in. So battery operated ones. And obviously like a lot of food and water. I mean, we're going to be fine. It's just a lot of snow. It's not like we never had snow before. We're in Jersey.
But I can't imagine snow making the power go out. I've never heard of that. I heard of tornadoes ripping lines down. But like The trees are, the pipes will explode or the wires?
I think that the news is fear-mongering, but they're saying a lot of lives. A lot of lives are going to be lost. I'm like, calm down. So just stay in your home and stay cozy. That's it.
But yeah, I mean, like, that's the fucking thing, losing the power. That's why you have to fill your bathtub up with water so you can flush the toilet. That means, like...
It's all over my TikTok feed of, like, people just preparing for the snow.
I don't think Wiggles has ever been in a blizzard. He's seen snow before, but he's never been, like, in the snow.
Yeah, I wanted to get Rocky, like, the... Because I used to have the grass pee-pee pads on the deck.
Yeah.
When he was little. And I kind of want to get that now because he's not going to go pee-pee in the snow. He doesn't like it. He likes to pee on grass. So he's going to end up peeing somewhere in the house because it's too cold and he's not going to want to do it.
I have that. It's right here.
Well, I have all the chargers. I have the portable chargers that I use for cheer.
Yeah.
So I'm like charging all those just in case so I can have my phone charged. But then what if like there's a national blackout? We need walkie-talkies.
Well, we have to use a Campbell soup can and a shoelace.
Yeah. Like, how are we going to talk to each other?
We'll tie it together.
How are we going to talk to our crusaders?
I know. How are we going to get the
message
out? It might
be the end of the world.
I'm ready for it, sis. I mean, I've seen enough.
Yeah, I'm ready to clock in.
Yeah, so Snowmageddon, I'm excited about. I think that I'll be with Wiggles here. Billy's going to come here to wait it out. And then, that's what I'm excited about. I want just him being locked in the house so he can't leave me.
Oh, that's the best scenario for you. Yeah.
I know. So I'm hoping it does reach our floor up to the balcony. And then everyone, we're snowed in. I have to I'm so excited because I have all my new pots and pans. I'll make soups. And I'm like, this is where I thrive. This is where I shine. Lighting candles, staying under a blanket, and making my own bone broth.
Cozy.
I've been making bone broth every week.
I feel like that's healthy for you.
Oh, it's very healthy. It has all the collagen, all the vitamins.
Yeah, it's good for your immune system.
Yep. That's why I look the way I do.
I need that right now because I feel like crap.
I'll make you bone broth. So, because what I do is, now this is the hot tip of the day, ladies. Get a pad and pen. If you want to make your husband squirt, make this, do this what I do every week.
Sick.
Get a Costco chicken. I mean, you can get a real chicken. This is the lazy way to do it.
Oh, I love Costco chicken.
You get the Costco rotisserie chicken. You pull all the meat off, and you put it to the side. And then you take the bones, the carcass and all the skin and the bones and all the stuff, and you put it in a pot, a big stock pot. You put onions, celery, carrots, any vegetable scraps you have laying around, like any extra vegetables. And you cover it with water and you simmer it on low for hours and hours until it gets a nice rich golden color. And then you just strain all the solids out of it. And you have delicious bone broth that you can sip. And it's the easiest thing ever. You're literally just putting a fucking garbage in a pot. You're just putting garbage in a pot and then like fucking turning it on. And then you have this golden, liquid gold, as I like to call it. And you can put it, what I do then is, then I can make I'll take that chicken and just put it over rice and then pour the broth, the warm, yummy broth over the rice and chicken. And it makes like this yummy like chicken rice soup thing. Or you can, you can just do literally anything with it. And then you put it in little containers. Make yourself some chicken stock from a Costco chicken. It's $6. It costs you $6. And you have the most nourishing elixir for you and your family. Everyone do it this weekend during the snow again. And tag me in your Costco chicken stock bone broth. And let me know Joy sent you.
Well, I also did an order from Costco. And they have like their pre-made soups. So I got all the soups. And then I got bread.
Yes.
And I got cheese. Because I'm thinking we're just doing grilled cheese and soup for the weekend, which I'm fine with. And I got popcorn, movie theater popcorn, because we're going to go in the theater and we're going to watch Avatar. So, yeah, I'm excited to stay in and be cozy. And there's no way the kids are going to have school Monday. So,
do you know what they're doing with kids nowadays?
I'm going to make sure I have all the groceries.
What? With kids nowadays, they don't get snow days anymore. They have to fucking go to school on the TV or on the computer.
Yeah, sometimes, not all the time.
What is it called? Virtual learning?
Virtual, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I'd be like, the power's out in my house. The power's out.
It's happening.
All right, Mama, since the snowstorm is coming, we want to be nice and cozy and warm with our Lola blankets. So Lola is the world's number one blanket crafted with ultra-soft, luxury vegan faux fur and a signature four-way stretch. The kind of quality that instantly feels gift-worthy. So Lola is my go-to gift for literally any occasion. Birthdays, weddings, housewarmings, thank yous, anniversaries, new babies, comfort gifts, or just because gifts. It strikes that perfect balance of personal and luxurious. It's thoughtful, elevated, and something people genuinely get excited about. And Lola isn't just a blanket. It's a home upgrade gift. It instantly elevates any space, making it feel warm and cozy and styled. The colors and textures make it an easy, foolproof gift. It fits effortlessly into any home aesthetic, and Lola has over 20,000 five-star reviews, and once you feel it, you'll know why. There's a reason it's called the world's number one blanket.
It is my favorite blanket ever. I have Lola blankets all over the house. I have them in a basket in my living room so anyone can get on the couch, can grab a blanket and cozy up. I have them on the bed. Wiggles won't sleep on anything else besides a Lola blanket. He like literally is his favorite thing ever. They are the most luxurious thing you can do for yourself, especially in the winter months. It's like you want something warm and cozy. They have so many colors you can pick from. So anything goes with your home, they have tons of colors to pick from. All different sizes, from like one for small ones for the couch to the big ones for the bed. And baby blankets. They even have matching pillows, and they have weighted blankets as well. So if you want to be like therapeutic and like be cozy on the couch, honestly, they are the most luxurious thing you can do for yourself. Like, I cannot go back to a regular blanket. I'm just like, it's the most luxurious thing you can do for yourself. And for a limited time, our listeners get 40% off select Lola blanket products with code Snooki at checkout. Just head to lolablankets.com and use code Snooki. After you purchase, they're going to ask you how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know we sent you over. Wrap yourself in luxury with Lola blankets. But do they really learn? Do they just sit there? Is your sister, are the girls like on their phones, like underneath the desk, like when the camera, like when the, during the class, are they paying attention?
No, you have to pay attention or you get in trouble.
I would get a statue. Or I'd put mine on pause, like so it looks like I'm moving.
Yeah, I would do like a loop. I would do a loop and I go.
Like, and then put like a TV screen of me like going like this. I'd record myself like this for hours. And
yeah,
then
same.
I'd put that video up.
Yeah.
Were you bad in school?
No, I was a good student. I just didn't try hard. Like, I didn't care about my grades because I knew I was going to be a reality star.
What's
so I was like, none of this matters.
Were you ever suspended?
No, never suspended, but I did. I had to miss the senior class trip. Wait, why? No, I missed our middle school trip because I started a food fight.
I got suspended for threatening a teacher's life.
No, you didn't.
I did. I hated her and she pissed me off one day. And I was like, if I ever see you on the street, I'm going to fucking kill you.
No, Joey.
My mother, I said that, and I got suspended. She was a cunt. I hated her. I was calling
you
bitches out.
Freaking psychopath. Since days,
and then I got suspended for smoke. They thought I was smoking weed, and they suspended me. They thought
you
they
probably
smelled.
Were.
They said they smelled like weed, and that I was acting erratic. I was like, "Mama, I'm a faggot." So then they made my mother go to the drug test, take me to a drug test, and it was wrong. And they told me I wasn't on drugs. I tell everyone I was eating apple Jolly Rancher. That's what they thought smelled like weed. The green apple
That's
Jolly
so
Rancher.
Random.
I know. So I went, got tested and I didn't have it. I mean,
sounds
I
like
I
they hated you.
And then I didn't get my. But I mean, I guess I just got the time off. It's like free time off of school. But it's like if I'm gonna take drugs, I'm gonna tell you about it. It's like I'm not gonna lie about not taking drugs.
Yeah.
Like, I'll openly tell you what I'm on. But.
Well, there was like a designated spot that everyone would go and have cigarettes.
Oh. Well, back in my day, you were allowed to smoke.
And we would take the cigarettes from this guy, and the guy that's in our grade that used to give us cigarettes, he's in jail for life.
What did he do? Did he threaten a teacher?
I think he like tried to kill someone.
Mira.
Yeah. He was nice to us though.
Were you surprised when you found out that he killed someone?
No. I was like, oh, all right.
Really? Everyone's dead in my grade. I mean, not because they're old, but there's been a lot of tragedy.
Yeah, a lot of
in
people
grade.
Died in my grade too.
Yeah.
Like young.
Someone just died. I forget.
Who?
I don't remember, but there's like tons of people. One of them, a couple got shot. I don't know where they're all. Everyone's just dead. Not because of old age, but wait. So I'm hungover, spooky.
What'd you do now?
Well, I don't. This is my year of saying yes. My friend Amanda did that. She went.
I'm
on the
saying no
day.
To everyone.
I mean, I said I've been saying no for 54 years. So I'm like,
yeah, no.
Trying to say yes to things. That are gonna like you know, just see what happens. That's the whole trick of being like you know like maybe something good will happen out of it or pressuring yourself to like do things out of your comfort zone. So I got a text yesterday from my neighbor, and she goes, "Hey, the girls are coming over tonight. Do you want to watch Traitors with us tonight?"
Wait, who's your neighbor? Did I ever meet her?
You haven't met them yet. They want to meet you. They're nice. They're gonna come down if you come over this weekend. Oh, not come this weekend. They are my friends, Taylor and Tommy. They live upstairs. And they have two dogs, two big pit bulls that Biggles is friends with. So those are the two dogs in the building that Peaky is friends with. So I felt bad because we and Wiggles haven't left the house. We've been very lazy this past week. So we've been like in the house all day. And I can see he was bored and he can't go to the park because it's too cold. So I was like, I felt bad. So then they asked me. Normally I'd be like, no, because I don't watch the Traders and I don't really feel like drinking on a Thursday. But I was like, you know what, Wiggles, I want Wiggles to have a play date and I want to get into the comfort zone. And I like my friends upstairs. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to go. So I said yes. And then I said, what can I bring? So they said, bring wine. So I bought like four bottles of wine upstairs. And so then we watched the Traders. Wiggles was having a good gay old time. If you saw my Instagram last night, there was Wiggles is having the time of his life, having the best time, having a play date. So I one thing turned into another, and we ended up drinking four bottles of wine. I was like,
that's a lot of wine. I would feel like shit today.
I'm out of it. Like we weren't like belligerently drunk. I think it was just drinking that much, like over the course of the times.
Well, the other night I drank a bottle of wine, so I was preparing for the snowstorm, and
I saw the apricolor.
I have to show you the packets of olive brine that
to you?
I got.
They sent that
no,
to you?
No, I ordered it.
Did you get the big size?
They're this big. I thought they were the small pouches, so I got like eight. I have this much olive brine in eight packages. But I ordered wine for Snowmageddon, so I'm going to be stuck in the house, and I already drank all the wine. The wine's gone. It's gone.
My God.
So I felt like shit yesterday, and I ended up getting McDonald's fries.
Billy and his roommate got a cat.
This is the only cat I have right now.
Oh, I hope he brings the cat over for Snowmageddon. His roommate's probably going to watch it.
Cozy.
Imagine I have a cat with me. Peaky, yeah, do you want a kitty cat? Oh, you do? Oh, so what is it called? Hungover. So I haven't tried shit yet, but I know it's going to be black because I drank so much red wine. You know, new shit the next day, it's hard as a rock.
It's
going to
be like, it's going to be tar. Mm-hmm.
It's the worst. The red wine tings.
Make sure you get your wipes.
Yeah. So I'm a slightly hungover, but I did have a good time, and I actually like that show. Have you watched The Traitors before?
No.
Have they asked you to be on that yet?
Yeah, like twice.
Can you do it and say, I can't make it, but Joey can come instead?
Why don't you DM them and say, I want to be on Traitors?
Because I'm not famous enough. I'm not from a reality show.
I think you are.
Well, tell them. Can you say talk to CBS in the camera? Say it.
You would hate that, though. You would be stuck in a house for like a month straight filming.
And they take your phones there. Do you know that?
Yeah. I don't think you would like it.
The Traitors, they take your phones and you're literally, it's like old Jersey Shore days. I talked to like a bunch of cast members,
yeah,
friends with
awful.
A ton of people from it.
I'll never do that again.
And they take your phone and then you don't even get to sleep in that castle. You have to sleep in a Marriott.
Yeah, no. You can't Isn't pay me enough to be on Traitors. Absolutely not.
Yeah, now I'm thinking about it. I'll still say yes if they ever ask me, but I don't think I'll be that excited. And how much money? Do you win a bunch of money?
I don't know. I never watched it.
I'm enjoying the show, though. There's Lisa Rinna's on it. There's some drama with her last night. Her and Colton Underwood, the gay bachelor.
Colton Underwood's on it?
He's on it. Dorinder's on it. Dorinder's on it. Johnny Weir's on it. My old. I used to do his makeup back in the day.
Mm.
Who else is on it?
Literally everyone you know is on it. See, you I could know. Go on. You could have been on this cast.
I wish. And the hot commodity though is that guy from Love Is Blind, some guy Rob. He's just like a cute stud, and everyone's like swooning for him. I was swooning. But yeah, I watched that, and then me and Peaky had the best time of his life. And they were eating treats, and they were running around. And these dogs are like 500-pound like pit bulls, like huge dogs. And Wiggles is like hanging with the best of them. Like they're like obsessed with him, and it's so cute to watch them. You know what I mean? Isn't that a good feeling to watch your kids play and be happy?
Yeah, it's the best. It just makes you feel accomplished, like you're a good mom.
Yeah, so that's why I like. So I'm elated that I was able to do that for him, and now I just have to be hungover.
It's happening.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp.
In 2026, rather than chasing a new you, how can you let go of what's weighing you down instead? This year, feel lighter. The new year is an opportunity, but you don't need to be a new person. We all have things that weigh us down. So signing up for therapy with BetterHelp can shine a light on what's been heavy and illuminate all the possibilities for the new year ahead. It's a small act of courage that can yield big results. After all, we can't reach our goals without first making space for them. So BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct product and are fully licensed in the U.S. BetterHelp does the initial matching work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. A short questionnaire helps identify your needs and preferences. You could switch to a different therapist at any time from their tailored recommendations.
That's right. You can step into a lighter version of yourself without leaving behind what's weighing you down. Therapy can help clear space. Sign up today and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/Snooki. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/Snooki for 10% off. Sign up today and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/Snooki. But you know, the other thing is, I took a fresh shot this week. I didn't eat a thing yesterday. All I ate yesterday was a carrot and my Grüns vitamins.
Oh my God, I ate like a cow. I got McDonald's and then I made a sandwich and then I had ice cream. I ate, oh, and then I had chips and cheese dip.
The day before that, I ate like a
freaking cow.
The day before my shot, I ate an eggplant parm sub. I didn't eat the whole thing, obviously. I tried to, but I can't get it down. I had an eggplant parm sub and I had my cauliflower crust pizza from Marinara. There's this place in the city. If you're in New York City and you're not getting Marinara pizza,
oh, that sounds really good right now.
Babe, well, let me tell you, sister. This is and not even because I like...
Cauliflower crust is better than the regular.
Yeah, it's especially not even like when I'm trying to be skinny. It's
and thin crispy.
And crispy it's and chewy. So it is good. So good. The marinara cauliflower crust pizza. And they're just... Now like, that I'm skinny, I'm going to have my injections, I can't eat that much. So the pizza comes and it's small enough, and I only eat half of it, like three slices of it, and their slices are only like this big.
Yeah, it's like a personal pie.
And I get it with spinach on it. Nicole, it is so delicious. Bomb. And I don't even know the calories. It probably is, it's cheese and like, it's not bread, but it's like cheese. So I can't imagine it's that healthy, but it's fucking delicious. So I got that.
What's not like the worst for you?
I'm placing Costco order because tomorrow is Poppy's birthday.
Poppy, how old is he now?
71.
Not bad.
Okay. No, 71. He still hasn't drank.
Is he still sober?
Yes, still sober. I'm hoping that he has a martini with me tomorrow for his birthday. So we're going to go out. We didn't know what we wanted to do. Last year I threw the fucking $20,000 party.
Yeah, and then we had our podcast the next day.
Oh, remember?
Yeah, not great.
Do you remember what happened that day?
Yes.
Oh my God, it's the anniversary of our podcast day.
You literally fell on your knees.
So yeah, 71. So I didn't want to go I wanted to go to a restaurant, but New York City's a fucking insufferable with trying to get into a restaurant that's worth going to. I'm over it. So I'm not going to even give them my energy anymore. It's like you cannot get in any restaurant. It's like it's overwhelmed with fucking people. It's like it's impossible to get reservations. It's like people are selling reservations for thousands of dollars. It's like you can't even enjoy yourself and go out in New York anymore. It's fucking worthless. It's worthless. And you know who I'm talking about. All these shit restaurants think they're cool. That, you know?
Oh, everybody thinks they're the shit.
Yeah, it's like, fuck off. I cook better than all of you anyway. I can cook circles around you. So that's what I'm going to do. So I'm not giving my time or energy or paying millions of dollars to get a fucking reservation at some fucking shithole restaurant.
Yeah.
So I'm not going out to dinner. But then if I got the reservation, I'd be singing a different tune. I'd be like, oh, I got in. So I'm going to order Costco and I'm going to have people here. So tomorrow... I'm going to do some charity work. I'm going to a benefit, a charity gala. It's not a charity gala. It is ice skating in Central Park for charity for my vet. So it's an adoption event for pets, and all the money goes to the vet relief fund, which is like when people can't afford to pay for their vet bills because the bills are so high that they don't have insurance or whatever. Help people in need. So all the money goes to that, and you can adopt a pet. So it's going to be in Central Park. So we're going to do that during the day, and then Poppy and my sister are going to come in to the city and come over, and then Lear and her kids are coming ice skating, and then we come over after. So it's going to be a small, exactly what I need. So I'm going to get steaks from Costco. I'm going to make some pasta. I'm getting the fried shrimp from Costco. The panko fried shrimp from Costco, ladies, will blow your bussy off. Put them in the air fryer. It is the most delicious thing ever. You can dip them in marinara sauce or in cocktail sauce. I like mine in cocktail sauce with lemon. I'm going to make that. And then, my sister's going to make a cake. And, I'm hoping he has a martini with me. But if he doesn't, that's okay.
If he does, he's going to black out over one martini because he hasn't drank in like 3 months.
Oh my God. Well,
he's gonna be a mess.
Well, and Peaky's gonna be here and she's gonna sing happy birthday. Peaky, do you know how to sing happy birthday? Oh, you do? So that's
that'll be nice.
That's that. And then I'm gonna throw everyone out because we have to be ready for Snowmageddon. Now, I want to start getting to series now. So like, we'll talk about shows. We're gonna talk about a show we both watched, but I need to find a new series, ladies, for the Snowmageddon because I want to like binge watch the TV. I think I'm gonna.
Well,
start
did you watch his and hers yet?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
that's what I want to talk about.
Did you do the James Franco one on Netflix? That was a good one.
What is it?
He goes back in time to save JFK, but then like it's a whole butterfly effect and everything like messes up. And James Franco is awesome.
Will I get confused?
No. No, it's very easy to follow. I binged that in 2 days. I liked it.
I want to watch Tell Me Lies. That's what I wanted to start because there's 3 seasons of it or a bunch of seasons of it. I haven't started any of them.
Okay.
So I hear that's really good. I haven't watched it yet, but let's talk about His and Hers. Did you watch that? Yes. Mita, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What a twist. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. I thought everybody was the killer. I'm like, oh, it's definitely her. Oh, it's definitely him.
So
never would have guessed who the actual killer was.
Is starring Tess Thompson and some other guy. I think that's her name.
She's so gorgeous.
She's so pretty, yeah. It's about a murder happened in a small town.
Murder.
And there's like the one lady is like the main character is like involved with her. They went to school together and then the detective on the case slept with the dead person. Oh,
well, we did spoiler. Say spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
So sorry.
Everyone's involved in it, and
I swore he was guilty at first. I'm like Shane.
Well, it was Shane.
And then
when
I saw her, and then I'm like, you did it because you saw them.
Well, I saw her behind the thing. I could. Mm-hmm. Why did they drag out so long to find out how the kid died? It's like, just tell me.
Oh, I know, that was sad.
I know. It's like
poor thing.
Wait, did
That's
she do it on
always,
purpose?
Always trust your gut intuition.
Did she do it on purpose? I forget.
The grandma? No.
Oh, if it was an accident?
Yeah, it was an accident.
Anyway.
No, she loved her daughter. That's why she did what she did. It was a really good series.
Yeah,
so
it was a good series.
If you guys haven't watched it, Netflix, you did a great job with that one. I want more like that. I like to be presently surprised at the end, like thinking that I know exactly what's happening, and then nope, plot twist, it's something totally opposite, and
it's a thriller.
That's when we found out who the killer
a movie
was.
Mystery.
Yeah, it's like who's the killer.
Five years ago I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you see when he got her phone and then
yes.
he had pictures?
It was Dane's big dick was in the picture.
And he was like, oh, he's like, I got to delete it.
Yeah.
Freak.
Oh, I love that. It was just a good show. It's a real good show.
Do you think that was a real picture?
Not of him. It was probably some gay that worked on the set that just had it in his phone. A new show just came out on Friday or on Wednesday. I don't know
the
what
documentary?
Day it was. The 21st. No, it's a show on FX. It's a new Ryan Murphy show, and I'm so excited
FX
to watch it.
FX has the movies.
Mira, sana, sana, sana. It's starring Ashton Kutcher. It's a Ryan Murphy. It's a sci-fi thriller, sci-fi horror, sci-fi horror. Bella Hadid's in it, and she's an actress. Well, she doesn't talk in the movie, but she's a monster. She's a model that turns into a
monster.
Zombie. It opens up. She's in Paris on a runway. She's walking through on the runway, and he starts grabbing people's water and like smashing them over their heads, like beating people up in the audience. And then she walks out into the streets of Paris and starts terrorizing the city.
That's Tren.
Yeah, but she keeps drinking water. That's the only season I saw. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Can you send me it? I want to watch that.
Yeah, it's gonna be so good. Ashton Kutcher stars in it. So it's a mixture between, like, I guess Ashton Kutcher's like some like. A character like an Elon Musk kind of character, like the richest man in the world that's like into like in science and stuff. And he invents like a pill or an injection that makes you beautiful and like makes you live forever. So I think it's like a play on like, a cross between what I'm gathering from what I've learned about it. It's like Death Becomes Her. You know, when she drinks the potion and lives forever, Meryl Streep. Like, I think it's in the mixture between Death Becomes Her, the Substance with Demi Moore, and, oh, wait a second. I just thought Demi Moore and him were married. Maybe this has a coalition. Demi Moore, Substance.
Well, there's always a consequence.
Yeah. And then also like Ozempic in a way, like the idea of like Ozempic, like fixing things. So it's like this one shop, and I think it's mutates, and then like people become zombies, and like they start killing each other, and like it becomes like the new STD. I don't know what it's about, but basically everyone's like, it's all about like hot people in Hollywood, like wanting to be sexy and then like selling their souls to the devil, and then.
That's literally what's happening.
It's called FX Beauty. I'm excited to watch it. Ashton Kutcher, I haven't seen in so long.
I know. Wasn't he canceled? I feel like he was canceled for a second.
He was canceled because he...
What did he do?
He stuck up for his friend, Danny Masterson, who was on...
Oh, the rapist?
70s show. He was a rapist and or allegedly a sex assaulter, something.
Is he still with Mila Kunis?
I think so. And then so him and Mila Kunis wrote a letter like to the judge saying he's a good person and like whatever. So that's why he got back fired.
Oh, yeah. That was stupid.
I'm going to see True Teller. Did I tell you? I'm doing a documentary for him.
You're annoying because you literally went to go see him the other day and you were right by my house and you could have brought my coat over.
Oh, I have your coat. Do you know?
I know.
Where are you going to be that day? You can't come over?
No, Orlando? I have to go to... I'll be flying to Orlando. So I told them to send me a different date because I would love to do that for him. Tutela, our doctor who makes us pretty and gorgeous.
He's injecting us.
Well, no. He wants... Substance. He's doing like all these testimonials of people that have done procedures with him. Mike did it. Lauren did it. Yeah. So obviously we want to do that for him. But I just can't do that date.
I'm going to upstage them and act more dramatic. Well, so it's other things in the news. Did you see what's going on with... Posh Spice and her son. Lorenzo's going to do that to you with his wife. He's going to be
like, see what she did though?
No. Okay. So if you don't know what we're talking
like,
about,
no one knows.
No one. So Posh Spice, what's her name? Victoria Beckham's in the news because her son, Brooklyn Beckham, went on the Instagram and like made a post about how his wife and him are being, you know, blacklisted from the family, or like the mother, basically Posh Spice saying how horrible she is and how mean she is to his wife. So a lot of people, this internet is split into how she ruined the wedding. She was doing it was supposed to be a special dance for the bride and groom, and she hijacked the dance, and the Posh Spice hijacked the dance and started dancing erratically and sexy on the sun to make this show about her. And also allegedly,
there's no way.
Allegedly, Posh Spice was supposed to make the dress for Nicola, the bride, and then she lasted the 11th hour. She said she's not doing it anymore, and she had to go buy some other dress. I don't know what I was thinking about it. Most of the internet is, I think, with on Posh's side, saying this is like a bratty, privileged kid, and he's in the wrong, and they think it's like fake news. I don't know what I think.
Well, I would hate for my son to go on Instagram and like say stuff about me, but like also we don't know what she did. We don't know the full story.
I don't know what it is either, but there has to be a reason. Like, obviously they hate each other. Obviously, this daughter and the mother hate each other for some reason.
Oh, that's a sin.
But I don't know why.
That's my biggest fear.
I think that they're in a fight for some kind of reason. Maybe I think what happened, she didn't like the girl. I think she's not the one who wanted him to marry. She probably had an idea of who he was supposed to marry. She seems like a controlling person. But I don't think it's
Did you see her on the carpet? They were on the carpet together.
Yeah.
And she put her back to her son and the lady.
Yeah.
I don't think I would do that. Like, even if I am mad, I wouldn't act like that in public on a red carpet for everyone to see.
And you're at the end of the day, you're a mother. You have to be a grown woman. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just do it like, what's it called?
It was very awkward. I felt bad for the son because she didn't even acknowledge him. Like, I felt bad.
Well, this is what's happening right over again. I feel like it's Harry and that woman that I hate, Meghan Marbles. You know what I mean?
Are they still together?
They're still together, yeah.
I feel like I just read like they're separated or something.
I don't know. Oh, did you see the Queer Eye drama? The Queer Eye for the Straight Guy drama?
Yeah.
Oh my God. My eyes cannot roll farther in the back of my head. I hate all of them, first of all.
Get over yourself.
So the one guy, basically, so they're doing their last season of their show that I was supposed to be on and I didn't get. Back in the day. Their last season's happening, 10 years they were on the show. The Queer Eye reboot. And they are going doing press about it. So then one of the queens that works at the show didn't come to the press. You know when you do press days, like, and not your whole cast isn't always there? Like, you know, when you do it, like, not everyone's always there. And it's not like, oh, where is this person? Why aren't they here? It's just like, oh, this is just who you got today. And they could have went that direction with that. They didn't have to make this big an announcement. So the one guy wasn't there. But he, instead of just like not being there, he like made the ladies on the host ladies be like, if you obviously notice someone's is missing today, we got a message from their assistant today saying that they're not coming because they're taking control of their mental health and he's been you know,
yeah,
bullied.
They didn't have to make that statement, just like, yeah, not go. Like, I feel like that guy was an attention grabber.
And then the guy who didn't show up went on the new, did a video for them. We have a message from him. He's saying, hey guys, I just want to wish 10 years. And like, he's like doing, it's like, you are the most dramatic queens ever. And then they're like, because I guess why he didn't show up is because he was fighting with the cast. So it's like,
been there, done that.
Girl, you're not that important. None of them are. And it's like,
I would never
seems
do that.
So extra and so dramatic and so fucking.
I would just not show up.
Roll my fucking eyes, drama. Apparently, he didn't show up because he heard that the other queens, other gays on the show were talking behind his back. It's like, girl, you're dealing with fucking five faggots.
You're on,
like,
a reality show, though. What do you think's like, you're happen? On a show. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like,
toughen
they're
up.
Talking about behind shit your back. Happens. Grow up. So he didn't show up. And it's like, it's that, first, how unprofessional. It's like, good luck getting another job.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just can't stand it. I can't stand it. That's why I think that this is why people hate gay people. It's that show.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
In other news, some exciting news, and we have to make this happen. You have to make time in your calendar. And we may have to fly somewhere, but...
Bitch... No.
Hilary Duff is on tour.
I saw. She looks so good.
She looks so pretty. So, Ashley Simpson's on tour. Hilary Duff is on tour. I can't wait for all the millennial icons to go to be a revival. Hilary Duff is doing the tour, and she did do her famous dance. But I think, I don't know where she's touring or what she has new music out, maybe. I think some new songs out. But I'm excited to see her. I'm excited for the resurfacing of this. I'm ready for Butterfly Clips. I'm ready for, like, plastic jewelry and a whole, like, Y2K resurfacing.
Yeah, I definitely miss Butterfly Clips. I miss chokers. Remember we brought chokers back for a little bit, like, 6 years ago?
Yes. It's 2016.
I want chokers to come back. Yeah. Oh, that's what they were saying with the storm. Did you see?
What happened?
All the years, like, 2006, 2016, now 2026, we've had, like, crazy, crazy storms.
Mm.
So it's, like, all the sixes. We're getting storms. So 2000.
Tweaky, you're going to see a storm?
2036. It's going to be even more snow.
Well, also, 2030 is coming up soon, and pandemic's coming
soon,
back.
Soon, it's like in 5 years.
But pandemic's coming back. It said it happens every 10, no, not every 10 years. The lady, the predictors that said they were going to have this, the virus, the psychic person said it's going to come back again 10 years later and leave just as fast as it came in again. So we're going to have another pandemic. So we have something to look forward to.
I don't mind that. Yeah. I'll stay in the house and not do anything.
Yeah.
I don't care. As long as I don't actually get sick though.
Yeah.
I remember when I first got COVID, I started crying because I thought I was dying.
You gave it to me, bitch. Remember?
I was hysterical. I
remember
was
you
like,
gave it to me?
I'm going to die.
Remember
yeah, I probably
it
gave it
me?
To a lot of people. Say it again. Say it again.
You gave
remember
it to
you
me.
Remember you gave it to me?
Mira gave it to me? Mira gave it to me?
Okay, so we're going to do some fan call-ins.
I love these. This is my
this
favorite
is
part of the show.
This is a New York caller. Hey, Sookie and Joey. My husband is a triplet and currently investigating unclaimed funds, like life insurance policy from his father who passed away. He's expecting a large sum of money as his father owns several businesses. The problem is his siblings will not help, but they would want to split the funds. Should my husband take on this investigation by himself or ask his siblings? His siblings are constantly fighting and being mean to him for context. And they have no idea their dad has unclaimed funds.
I mean, I wouldn't. They're gonna find you out. If like, I think they should be honest. Even if you hate them, it's still legally their money, right?
Yeah, I mean, you guys are triplets. I mean, you're basically the same person three times.
Yeah, I would not cross that path. Even though you hate them, I would just be honest.
You gotta be honest.
You have to fess up because you know it's gonna karma will come back around.
It is what it is.
It'll happen tenfold. So I know.
Yeah,
it's
and then
exciting.
If they find out. They find out, then they're really going to come for all of it and try and, like, not let you have anything.
Triplets. I don't
Can
think
you
I would be good. I don't think I would not like being a triplet or a twin. Would you?
Yeah, no. No. Well,
no, it's
yeah,
my thing.
Maybe a twin. Maybe a twin. But not a triplet.
No. Then you just get lost.
Imagine three drens. My God. It'll be apocalypse. It's from Chicago. Hey, Nicole and Joey. My question is for you two. If you two could trade places for a day, like Freaky Friday style, what would be the first thing each of you did as each other?
I would get pounded by Gianni raw.
Freak.
All day long. That's all I would do. And then I would empty the bank account, hide and take all the money out and give it to the triplets to hide for me. And then
oh my God, psychopath.
No, first thing I would do is, I don't know. I'd probably go like in public to see, like in public with no sunglasses on to see what it feels like to be like attacked. And like,
you
to
would,
feel like
you would hate it.
I know, but I
when you get attacked,
it.
You hide in a bush.
I do hide in a bush, but I would like want to go into public and see and feel like and see like how odd it is to like, I know I have oddity, but like it's such a strange thing and I've always wanted it, but I was like, I don't know what it feels really would feel like. So I would go and
you would
and
hate it.
Feel. How,
your anxiety
like,
wouldn't be able to take it.
I know I wouldn't.
Yeah. I would, if I were you, I would wake up late because I have no kids and I could sleep in and do whatever I want.
Play with
I would
Peaky.
Totally wake up late. No, that's not, you're fine.
No,
I would wake up
Peaky.
Late and then I would just walk around the city. I'd probably get a quick bite and have like a cocktail.
Oh.
And then I would see how it is to be tall because you're tall. So I'd be like, wow, it's so different up here.
Wow.
And then I would just go home and do nothing because that's everything.
But you'd play with Peaky too.
Yeah. And I would love my apartment and love being in the city. I would act really cool.
Yeah. That's exciting. Good question, everyone.
Yeah, I like that. Freaky Friday. I still didn't see the second one. I have to watch that. Kurakuman. Hi, ladies. I need your unbiased advice and opinions on a situation I found myself in. I had a friend who I was close with for the past few years who was going through a divorce along with her two young children. When her divorce was going to be finalized, she asked me if I could watch her three large dogs while she went to Pennsylvania for a week to visit her new man. I agreed to help, but that was before I knew her soon-to-be ex-husband, who was a violent alcoholic, would still be in the house while she was away. She mentioned it last minute, which felt very coercive? Coercive? Is that the word?
Coercive? Yeah. Planned.
Coercive? Yeah. and manipulative to me. After talking with my mom, she convinced me not to do the favor as it could put me in a dangerous situation. I texted my friend ASAP to let her know that I wasn't able to help her while she was gone. Then she ghosted me for 2 months and texted me randomly, "Hey girl, I miss you," without even addressing the fact that she ghosted me for not doing her a favor. Oh, I don't like her. I didn't respond. It's been since last fall. Now she's messaging me on Instagram saying she doesn't know what happened for me to stop talking to her. Should I respond or just keep ignoring her? I no longer see her as a friend, but wondering if I should give her my energy to know why I'm no longer interested in her relationship. Thanks for the advice, Queens. Love you so much. Jenny from Arizona.
Oh, wow. Well, why? First of all, why wasn't my husband watching the dogs if he's home? The least you can do, you drunk fuck.
Yeah, the fuck? She sounds like a horrible friend.
I wouldn't have went either. I was like, first of all, like, why is the guy going to be there watching? Why can't he fucking watch the dogs? So I wouldn't have went either. But I would, even if you don't have any friends with anymore, I would do classy closure, as I like to call it. I wouldn't go.
Yeah, because then she's going to keep bothering you.
Just give her the answer she wants, mm-hmm. and don't put no emotions into it. Just be like, just nip it. Because that's why I cut people off and never speak to them again. That's how, and I'm fine with it. I don't even think about
it.
So it's like, it's you have to just say, this is why I feel like you set me up for whatever. This is why you put a bad taste in my mouth and how you acted childish, but didn't, you know, text me back or whatever.
Yeah, you didn't talk
this
to me
is
for
why,
2 months.
You know, I've moved on. I hope you can find peace with yourself. Good luck to your sister, and cut it off and end it there. But don't put your emotions into it, because that's going to give her the satisfaction she wants. She's trying to get a rise out of you, and she's trying to piss you off.
I feel like you're already over it, so just like put a button on it and move on.
Made a button.
This has been lovely.
This has really been lovely. Did you blow your hair out today? It looks so shiny and soft.
No, it's so dirty. This is my Canada hair. I'm going to jump in the shower because it's dirty.
Did you have a hairdresser and makeup artist touch you when you were there?
I had a makeup artist, but she only like just touched my lips up because I did my entire makeup and hair.
Did she ask about me? Go to who do you normally go to?
No.
Did she speak Canada? Canadian?
Yeah, everyone speaks Canada.
Did you
about?
What about it? Did you eat poutine fries?
Oh my god, yeah. We tried them.
You had them?
Yeah. The gravy ones are like disco fries.
They were good.
We went to lunch. I went to lunch with the producers before we started. No, it's not MTV.
Oh,
it's Canada.
Minasana.
Entrenet came. That's why I'm sick. Entrenet came sick. He had a sinus infection, and now I have it.
Oh, I didn't know he was there. Oh, that's nice. I was wondering.
Yeah,
who
I was going by myself for the first time with strangers. Now I feel comfortable because I know everyone.
So if you know what we're talking about, sorry, because this is the last minute topic. You went to film your reality show, your new ghost hunting show. And you were in Toronto. I didn't know you were in Toronto.
Yeah, I was in Toronto. And it's like different, it's going to be different spots, obviously, every time, because we're going to different haunted, well-known places in Canada. So the next time I fly out, I think, is in March. So I have a minute.
Clock it. Can I come with you?
Yeah, I asked.
What did they say?
They were like, no.
They said, no, for real. We're excited to see how this turns out. Well, ladies, snow in your snurbs this weekend. Hopefully everyone's going to be safe. But you take this time to
stock up in some wine and filthy.
Yeah, make a snowman. Eat the snow. You could chill your wine outside, put it in the snow.
Nice.
You could, you know, wear outfits, take cute pictures, get a camera and like go outside and put like snow, take cute snow bunny pictures. And just enjoy yourselves. Be safe, be kind to one another. And say yes.
Yeah.
Say yes.
Stock up on your
blankies. Okay.
No, say no. Fuck everyone. Love you.
Bye, girl.
It's happening!